This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. We're going to kick things off with our good friends from Enchanted Kitchens. We got Neil Priester in studio with us, and also Decorator of the Year, Designer of the Year, or Decade, we'll call her. Catherine Eileen is with us. So, Neil, good to see you, sir.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm doing well. And Catherine, good to see you.
Hi, Scott.
All right. A little smoky out there, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Still a beautiful state, though.
Yeah. Now we have to stay home and enjoy our kitchens.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. All right. Let's talk a little bit. Boy, we were just talking here before we came on air. Busy time for you guys.
It is. Yeah. Moving up to the holidays, people are really anxious to get things done.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, stores are open till, let's say they're open 10 to 9, then at quarter to 9, people walk in. Been there all day. You probably think that, hey, we've been here all year. Now you come in, want to get this done in the next 30 days, you know?
Yeah. That's all right, though.
Yeah.
People are people.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, Catherine, I'm glad you're in studio with us today, and I wanted to talk a little bit, you know, just understanding what really a remodel is all about. You know, what do people really need to know coming into a remodel?
Patience.
As far as the process, patience, right?
Patience, don't rush it, especially the design process. It's a process. It's a lot of decisions to be made, a lot of pieces to coordinate, and not to rush it. Mm-hmm. Take your time with it. Mm-hmm. So like, people who are going into the holidays now, rather than trying to hurry up and get it done before the holidays, maybe taking a step back and saying, no, let's really, you know, put some thought into this.
Yeah. Because, I mean, hey, you've lived with it this long. So, let's take our time, go through it. And, Neil, we were talking before, and I asked you, you know, we're kind of getting to that crunch time where it's probably going to be hard to get a kitchen completed right now if someone were to call you today. But you know what? It's never too early just to start the conversation, the process, come over to your experience center there in Englewood and things like that, right?
Yeah. I mean, kitchen design can be pretty stressful. There's a lot of decisions have to be made. So if you can unpack that, spread it out a little bit, those decisions fall a lot easier then. That way you know what to expect. You know, have the process planned out, the installation. So there are times to hurry, times to not.
Sure, sure. So, Catherine, what are kind of the stages? If we break this down, or is there, you know, 4 to 5 stages of this whole thing? How would you kind of break it down from the time they walk in to see you guys? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, there are different phases. I mean, you start off with a concept phase, or basically you're looking for inspiration photos. You're looking at, a lot of people like to look online, whether it's on House or Pinterest, and trying to coordinate colors. So just looking for something that excites them.
Right.
Or that they're really attracted to. And that's where it kind of begins. So you start with this concept development and be like, okay, I want contemporary, I want traditional, or, oh gosh, I really like those white shaker cabinets. That's really pretty. Mm-hmm. It's a starting point. Now, is your kitchen going to look exactly like the ones online?
Sure.
Maybe, you know, but it's something to get those conversations started. So you start with concept. That's the first stage. And there are a lot of conversations with that. And then you have to go into the next phase, which is actually the design development. Like, okay, here's our concept. Let's see how we can put that into the kitchen. Or how can we make this happen?
And then when you go to then you coming out to their house, I mean, that's probably where a lot of things open up, because you know what? Some people may say, well, we want something really dark wood. We want something very traditional. And then when you get with them and start showing them, they're like, wow, I never thought about that. And, you know, sometimes people have come in with one idea, if they had that idea, and before it's done, it's something totally different, right?
Yeah, well, you got a great point there. And typically when I start these conversations, sure, I'll do a layout with everything that they have mentioned, all the dreams that they had mentioned or ideas, and put it into a model, a 3D model. Mm-hmm. And then I do another model and say, well, okay, here's a wild card. I'm going to throw this idea at you. You don't have to like my ideas. Right. Most of the times I do.
Yeah.
But, you know, people get, you know, caught up in their own ideas, and they, you know, they don't think outside of that.
Sure.
So, yeah, I love pitching fresh concepts and you know, a little wild card here and there.
So we were driving over this morning. We were talking about a client that wanted an island, and their space just isn't big enough to get it.
Right.
So a lot of people think that that's a great in a picture, but they may not have the space to allow for that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get into the home, you can troubleshoot through those space planning issues as well. That's the best place to do that.
Right, because, I mean, for most of us, there is only that square footage to work with.
Mm-hmm.
But yet there are multitudes of different that you can do in that space.
Combination of products is where it's at. That's where you can make use of that. Yeah.
So, Neil, how do you go about choosing the companies that you do business? I mean, you know, you buy them product from, because that's where it ends up with us, of you making good choices. So how do you go about, you know, finding them? Because there's a million cabinet companies out there.
A lot of it comes with experience, Scott. You can't buy that.
Yeah.
You have to have different price points to accommodate different customers, different class of customers. But you have to make sure that the delivery is on time, that they ship on full orders. So those are two metrics that we look for. And then just make sure that their warranties are good, their products are good and serviceable. So mm-hmm. there's reputation issues, and you also find too that if you start leveraging your purchasing power with certain companies, that you can take advantage of that as well. And that helps with price point to keep the cost down.
Right. And we were talking a little bit again before the show, and I was asking you for people that, you know, did get in touch with you here before the end of the year and, you know, got in touch with you, that maybe we could still honor some 2020 pricing, which, hey, let's be honest, everything goes up every year. You know, it never goes down. So now's a good time to get in there and get with you guys, where you've got some time to sit down with them and plan with them.
Yeah, in our industry, the price increases typically come into February, that timeline. So we're still good with those. We're not going to see those price increases yet.
Okay.
But there are always issues that you want to try and watch value engineering where needed.
Right.
So that goes back again to the process. So you can keep the cost down if you're careful and use the right product.
Get by their Experience Center. It's located at 3535 South Platte River Drive in Englewood. Their number is 303-376-7588. You can check out their website, enchantedkitchens.net. So, Catherine, how do you, when you first sit down, there's so much to think about this. How do you kind of get people to focus on kind of one thing at a time, because there's so much, and maybe the wife wants to go one direction, the husband wants to go another direction, or whatever. I mean, how do you keep everything just focused?
I think that's most relationships, most marriages. the husband and wife have very different ideas. talking through both ideas, and you have to address both parties. And if one party is like, okay, no, we're definitely doing this, that's fine. We're still going to talk through these other ideas, just to check the box and say, hey, we considered that. But what I like doing is being the fresh set of eyes in the space. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what's great with working with the designer. I mean, Scott, how long have you lived in your home?
20 years. Yeah.
20 years. You've seen that kitchen for for 20 years. I was looking at your space. We have, you know, a couple of pictures of your space, and Neil and I were like, well, we could do this, we could do that, we could, you know, you could put an island here. What if we changed it this direction? It's a fresh set of eyes.
Sure.
You know, so where you are accustomed to seeing your space,
And you think about, I mean, because we talked about that, there's only so much room. Yeah. A lot of these other things you see online are cool, but there's no way. Like you said.
Oh, but I know how to make that happen. Yeah. I can make the changes, but I could see how it would be the end result. It's just having a fresh set of eyes.
Sure.
But when it comes to decision and kind of that process, I mean, usually I like to talk with the customers and say, okay, we're going to start big picture first, you know, and then we're going to narrow it down until the last items are going to be like hardware, you know, the little itty bitty stuff, the jewelry stuff for the cabinets. So yeah, big picture would be, we're going to start with layout. And then from there, you know, whittle down the decisions into the finer details.
Sure. And, Neil, we've talked about this before, but, you know, of course, everybody's concerned with pricing and spending money and all the things. But, boy, when you're doing something this big, that's going to be, you know, the heart of the home and going to be something that, you know, you're planning on living there for a long time, man, you've got to realize that the value and not necessarily just the price, you know.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of intangibles in a kitchen. So you can look at cost, but you're wise to expand your focus a little bit and look at lifestyles.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't put numbers on those. You can't put a value on that.
Right.
If the space doesn't work well for them, they've wasted their money. So all those things combine, but you put in poor quality product, nobody's going to win.
Sure. And I was thinking about something the other day, just thinking about construction of, you know, cabinets and drawers and all the different things. And I mean, there's nothing worse than having some press board glide break on you, because you never can fix it right then. And so, again, you just got to realize, hey, kitchens get used and drawers get used and cabinet doors get opened and closed. And so you've got to have a good product.
Yeah. Families running around in there. It's the most heavily used space in the home. So it has to be able to stand up to that kind of abuse.
Right. Absolutely. Once again, it's Enchanted Kitchens. And get by that, you know, I don't even want to call it a showroom. When I say it's an experience center, that's exactly what it is. So get by there and see them. It's 3535 South Platte River Drive in Inglewood. And once again, their phone number is 303-376-7588. So, Catherine, what's your favorite part of everything? When you look at the whole process of helping people, I mean, what's your whole favorite part, and what do you love really about your end of this?
I would have to say my clients.
Yeah.
It is fun working with clients. And even for people who don't operate in an artistic field, you know, to get to see them be excited mm-hmm. about something, get excited about a color, get excited about a backsplash. I look at this stuff every day.
Right.
For them, you know, it's, you know, they look at it once every 10 years, 20 years when they do sure. a remodel. It's not very often. But to actually kind of see the little artist in each person come out mm-hmm. and to be able to implement that into their design. So my favorite part is, working with clients and seeing their excitement and seeing their artistic elements come out.
Yeah. And see, that comes back, though, to your professionalism, because you've looked at these a million times. And so, but for you to be excited for that customer and be able to get them involved in this and make it feel like your first one almost and their first one, that's comes back to your professionalism, yeah, to do that.
Oh, Scott, I can't wait to see, you know, how you operate when, when we go
I don't know if I want
to
be there. I know this is going to cost me. No.
Your wife is going to love you, though.
Absolutely. And this is something, again, we say the kitchen is the heart of the home. We talked about last week, you know, the functionality that a new kitchen design can bring. And the kitchens aren't like they used to be, where it was just, hey, this is just the room for cooking. I mean, man, we spend more time in there. We had some friends over recently, and, you know, we hung out more in the kitchen than we did in, you know, the den area, the TV room, whatever you want to call it. And so it's just unbelievable what a kitchen can do for you. But you know what? You got to have the right kitchen, all right? And you got to deal with the right people to make it a good process. So I hope you'll give them a call. Again, it's Enchanted Kitchens, 303-376-7588. And you know what? You may think, hey, I'm not going to do anything till the spring. We're going to get through the holidays. It's okay. Just go by the Experience Center there, 3535 South Platte River Drive. Introduce yourself to Neil. And, you know, just start the conversation. Hey, that is absolutely free to do. All you got to do is get by there and see them. So, Neil, as always, we appreciate it, sir.
Looking forward to doing yours, Scott.
All right. We are as well. And, Catherine, thank you as well.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back. Is your vision stopping you from enjoying your outdoor activities? Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Get by Stack Optical today and check out the Stack Sports Pack. One great frame where you can easily interchange the lenses to the tint you need for golf, bike riding, shooting, fishing, and yes, even driving. Stack Optical, family owned and operated. They're fully staffed and ready to help you with all of your optical needs, from eye exams, glasses, contacts, and yes, even repairs. And rest assured, Stack Optical has taken every precaution to ensure your safety and that you have a clean environment. 2233 South Monaco Parkway. 303-321-1578. Call them now. 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com. And remember, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable interest mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. It is always good to have our good friend John Hinkle in studio. Online Trading Academy, been with us a number of years now, and they are the only type of industry like this that helps people with trading that we endorse and that we have been with all these years. So, John, it is great to see you again, sir.
Wonderful to see you, Scott.
You know, when you think about it, boy, to be successful in business even a few years is something else nowadays. But, man, you guys have been doing this a long time.
Yeah, and I think the thing that you see a common theme in successful businesses is they put the customer first. They really value the people that come through the door, and that's one thing we've always tried to do is make the experience for our students as good of an experience as we can.
Sure. You know, I was thinking today about just – what it takes to be successful at doing this. And yes, knowledge, and they always say knowledge is power, but you know what? It's having the right knowledge. And you guys have a great strategy and techniques and proven methods.
We really do. And it's not just the knowledge, Scott. I think it's important that people recognize that trading and investing is a skill like anything else. Mm-hmm. It's something you learn step by step. And it's applied knowledge. And it's getting that knowledge and learning how to apply it. And that's one of the things that I love about the Academy is we have a, we teach people how to apply the knowledge. It's one thing to learn it. It's another step to actually apply it.
And we've talked about this before. Okay, if you know a lot about stock market or just math, whatever, that's great. But you don't need a degree in all this to do well.
You really don't. You know, we've had students come in and really take to this that didn't have any financial background at all. We'll teach people what they need to know from starting at the beginning. We don't assume that you know everything. And some of the things that people know occasionally are wrong.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. So what are some of the reasons students are interested in investing? Is it just about the money?
I think there's a whole thing about having more security, having more confidence in the decisions that they're making. You know, we have an incredibly volatile market this year, yeah. Scott. I think we were talking a little bit before we came on the air. I shared with you a stat that of the 10 most volatile days in the history of the stock market, since the U.S. stock market's been around, 8 of them have been this year. And we've just had it's incredible, isn't it? I mean, we've had so much movement, and that movement is a two-edged sword. We like to say at the Academy that essentially the market is a transfer mechanism. Money flows from those that are novices, maybe new investors, people that don't know what they're doing, to those that are knowledgeable and skillful. And when you have volatility, it flows faster.
Sure, absolutely. So what are your students most surprised to learn, even after just attending, one of your classes, which we'll talk about here in a minute?
I think there's a couple things, but I think how many misconceptions there are in the market, certain
about the market, I think, is one of them. How little the market's actually returned, given the volatility that we've had in the last 20 years. I'm trying to remember the exact number. I believe it's since 2000, the market's only returned 4% a year with dividends. So it's relatively low, and obviously that's better than you get in a bank today.
Sure.
But if you're looking at retiring, most people aren't earning enough. They see those numbers, those IRAs and the 401ks going up, but that a lot of times that's because they're depositing money. That's not because the money's not growing that fast.
Sure. What would you say? I had somebody ask me this yesterday after we had done our show. It was quite ironic. And they were talking about retirement, and they said, well, how much do you even need to retire? I mean, how do you even go on about figuring out a baseline of what a family needs today?
Yeah, that's a great question, Scott. And one of the things, we've got some calculators that we use to show people how to use to kind of figure out what they're going to need to retire. For most people, it's a lot more than they think. Mm-hmm. You know, it depends on how you want to live. Do you want to live a very enriched life where you are free to travel, free to maybe pay for your grandkids' schooling?
Sure.
You know, it depends on what you want. It's always more than people think. I remember seeing something just on Medicare alone, the average person out-of-pocket, people think that they don't have health care expenses when they retire. The average person, I saw this in, I think it was in Bloomberg, the average person spends $250,000 in their lifetime out-of-pocket from retirement till death.
Wow. Okay. And so retirement sounds great until you don't have the money to do the things you want to do and you've worked your whole life for.
You know, when retirement is great, when you can do it on your terms in the way that you have intended. For a lot of people, they've kind of put their head in the sand and they haven't faced the reality that they haven't saved enough. So there's two things. You can either save more, which is tough on a budget, or you can try to improve your return. And you've got to do one or the other, and maybe both.
Right. How do you talk with people just about risk? Because, I mean, there's risk in everything. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I just had a knee replacement. You know what? Surgeon didn't look at me and say, I guarantee you this. He can't. Nobody can guarantee anything. So when you talk about risk, how do you kind of figure out people's mindset and explain it to them what risk is?
Well, it's interesting because we always approach risk as the very first thing we look at when we're entering the market, whether it's an investor or trader. Understanding the risk you're taking, having a risk mitigation strategy is really important. How much money are you willing to lose? Because you will lose on some trades. You'll lose on some investments, too. Not all investments go the way you want.
Sure.
So it's about having a strategy that allows you to limit those, to quantify them, and to follow that strategy.
Right. John Hinkle is with us, Online Trading Academy. Check out their website, tradingacademy.com. Their number, 303-217-4511. And John has been kind enough to offer a class for us. And this just runs about 2 hours. So, man, I was just thinking about today. It is time, I think, we all look. How much are you investing in yourself? How much are you investing in your own life and getting control of it? And this is a good chance to do that.
It's a great time, too. And I never before have so many people managed their own money, done their own trading, you know, especially now that you can trade for free practically with so many, with Schwab, with Robinhood, with all these other companies, TD Ameritrade as well. Trading is very inexpensive. Unless you're making a lot of mistakes, and then it can become very expensive. And one of the things I like about our education is we teach people, really, the first thing we teach them is how to control risk. That's the number one thing they have to have. It's not as sexy as trying to make money, but it's the key to making money, really.
Right.
And I know we mentioned before that the classes we're running, you alluded to those a little bit. Those can be in person, and we're also broadcasting them over the web with Zoom. So people that want to call in, want to get a little bit of education, they can participate by coming to the center, or they can actually, we'll help them log into Zoom, and they can actually participate in a virtual classroom.
All right. This is a great chance to take advantage of this. Again, it's about 2 hours of your time. All you have to do is call 303-217-4511. Just mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio. And, you know, if you can make the class, and I'll tell you, they got a beautiful campus kind of in the Tamarack area off I-25 in Hamden, but they've got a beautiful campus there you can come to, Or, as John said, if you're more comfortable doing it over the Zoom in the comfort of your office or home, you can do that as well. But I hope you'll give them a call, 303-217-4511. And, John, we said this on a recent show. I mean, this is something easily, I mean, you could charge $500 to $700 and still be giving the client a good deal, but yet you give this away.
Yeah, this is, you know, obviously we're trying to promote our business.
Sure.
And we have other education besides this. But we want everyone to at least have a baseline. We're trying to do this as part community mm-hmm. service and part to grow our business, get our brand name out there, and give people a chance to see what's really possible in the world of trading and investing.
Right. Do you find, have you ever had a student say, man, I just want to replace my job with doing this? Or are some people just wanting to, make a little bit more money and just have a little more control in their life is what it seems like.
It really varies, Scott, and that's a very individual
sure.
thing. And obviously, the higher returns, the more money you're trying to make, the more you need to start with, and obviously, the more
right.
skill you need. So, all across the board, some people just, like I said, some people are looking to see, hey, can I really do this?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're really there to find out in that 2-hour class. What does it take to do this? What do I have to avoid? What kind of mindset do I need? What kind of skill set do I need? What do I need in terms of resources? Those
right.
kind of questions that we'll answer for them.
Right. Because the mistakes are easy to make, but you know what? It's great to have someone like yourself come up, been doing this a number of years, your other instructors, that tell us about the mistakes they made to keep you from making them.
Yeah, I think it's always cheaper to learn from somebody else's
exactly.
mistakes if you can avoid repeating them, because... I think I've been trading for more than 30 years, 25 of which professionally on the exchange floors in Chicago, and I think I've made just about every mistake you can make, and I would definitely share those things with people so they can avoid making them.
What's changed the most when you started out in your first year to today in 2020?
I think the biggest thing, the internet's changed everything yeah. in people's lives. Before, you needed to be in Chicago or New York or London if you were trading in Europe, somewhere where there's an exchange floor so you could have access to prices. The internet has changed so much. You have access. You have the same access to prices that people on Wall Street do.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is they have a lot more knowledge and a lot more skill. You need to at least get on an even playing field with not necessarily with them, but with experienced traders. You're not going to get an even playing field with Goldman Sachs, obviously.
Yeah, sure. Why do people find this investing thing so challenging?
I think people have a lot of head trash about it, and I think people, they do the wrong thing. They get caught up in their emotions. People buy after a big up move rather than trying to buy at a price where, when price is lower, they don't, you think about how people buy a car, or buy a TV. When something's on sale, you buy it.
Sure.
People in the market do the opposite. They wait till it goes up in price and get in it.
They got the timing down. They sell it exactly the wrong time and buy it exactly the wrong time.
Exactly. Yeah.
So again, John Hinkle is our guest, tradingacademy.com. Listen, this is a great chance, once again, as I mentioned, invest in yourself. When's the last time you did that to really help your retirement? Just get a clearer picture of what you may can do with their help. Again, it is tradingacademy.com. 303-217-4511 is the number. All you have to do is call, and if you'd like to get in on a class right there in person with John and his team, and you can do that. And if you're more comfortable doing it over the Zoom virtual way, you can do that as well. All you have to do is call. It's absolutely free, 303-217-4511. So, John, as always, we appreciate you doing this for us and giving our listeners a chance to kind of see what you guys are a little bit more all about, a little more in depth. So we appreciate that.
Thank you, Scott.
That's John Hinkle, Online Trading Academy, tradingacademy.com. We'll be right back.
Here's why you need KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, on your side. He understands how the jury thinks.
In the context of a personal injury case where you have been hurt by someone else's negligence, the idea with that is that you're then going to try to recover to get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. And what that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about what six people that don't know you, that hear evidence, and have to make a unanimous decision will decide as to what fair value is. And so you and I when we get hurt, have definitely an idea of what we think it's worth to us. But the question is, what can you articulate to those other individuals who don't know you and are not involved in this process to get them persuaded about what it is that they think the case is worth?
Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Great privilege to have Dr. Mark Riggs back with us, 5280 Functional Medicine. 5280functionalmed.com is their website. Be sure and check it out. Great website with a lot of great information. Their phone number is 720-722-0386. That's 720-722-0386. And with that, we will welcome Dr. Mark Riggs. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Scott. How are you?
Great to see you. All right, now, our last show, we discussed about how stress worsens type 2 diabetes. So I thought you might summarize for our listeners a little bit about what we discussed.
Sure. Well, first, stress doesn't just mean perceived emotional stress. That's part of it. But when I talk about chronic stress, I'm really talking about four main types of stress that constitute our overall physiological stress burden. And those four types of stress are perceived stress, sleep stress, inflammatory stress, and metabolic stress. And now we already know that diabetics have excessive metabolic stress and inflammatory stress by the nature of the disease. So if they're also experiencing excessive amounts of perceived stress and or sleep stress, this makes managing blood sugar even worse. And the real reasons that these physiological stressors are so problematic for diabetics is because they disrupt hormonal signaling leading to a hormone cascade that raise blood sugar levels and eventually lead to chronically elevated blood sugar levels. And I mentioned last show that the main chronic stress hormone is cortisol, which is released by the adrenal glands in response to any of the four main physiological stressors. And that works by stimulating the release of cortisol in the blood. So elevated cortisol has also been shown to contribute to insulin resistance, fat storage, muscle breakdown, high blood sugar levels, by inhibiting the breakdown of glucose by muscle and fat cells. And this results in increased insulin levels over time, which then leads to greater fat storage in and around vital organs and makes our cells more resistant to insulin. So it's a vicious cycle. Now, what's very important to note is that we can test our bodies for these stress levels directly by measuring stress hormone levels. And there are a variety of ways physicians do this, but the best way is a dried urine test. This type of hormone testing is newer, so most conventional doctors shy away from it, but it has been shown to be far superior to blood testing for sex and stress hormones and measures much more than blood tests do. So anyone listening who might be interested in this non-invasive test, please feel free to give us a call at 720-722-0386.
Okay, great. Now, so it sounds like, you know, this whole management stress thing is something we really need to address. So what are a few of the best stress management techniques that you can share with our listeners?
Well, there are a bunch out there, and it's great because they're, you know, great conservative treatments that including exercise, but they're great conservative treatments that absolutely should be exhausted before resorting to medication. So practicing awareness or mindfulness, paying attention to your life, paying attention to your attitude, the foods that you choose, the relationships that you choose to pursue. It's about making healthy choices mindfully. So that is actually a practice that takes a concerted effort. And I'm a firm believer that the more aware we are of our bodies and our thoughts and our emotions, the better off we'll be in our health in general. Another technique is diaphragmatic breathing, which involves consciously controlling our breath, which affects our autonomic nervous system and actually helps modulate heart rate, digestion, body temperature. Meditation is something that a lot of people practice, which is letting go of your mind and being in the present, not worrying for a few minutes about the mistakes in your past or fearing what's to come in the future. prayer or turning your stress over to a higher power is very, very beneficial. Visualization or painting a picture of the life you want for yourself and the action steps it takes to get there. You can take therapeutic baths and Epsom salts, essential oils such as lavender. Journaling helps clear your mind and get your thoughts out of your head and onto paper. And last but not least, but talk therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy in many cases, to help develop better stress management tools and techniques for day-to-day life. And these are all, like I said, all very effective therapies that should be exhausted before resorting to medications for things like anxiety and stress. So again, I just want to reiterate that it's incredibly difficult, if not impossible, to manage our blood sugar without managing our stress. And in fact, some of the research has shown a 3% drop in hemoglobin A1C levels with stress management alone, which by comparison is more effective than taking a combination of three diabetes medications.
Wow.
So this is real, and it makes sense. It's conservative. It's holistic. It's addressing underlying causes, not just treating your symptoms with the Band-Aid approach of just popping a pill.
Wow. Great. Again, if you're just joining us, Dr. Mark Riggs is with us. He's the owner of 5280 Functional Medicine. Their number is 720-722-0386, 720-722-0386. You can check out their website at 5280functionalmed.com. Now, our topic today as it relates to heart disease and diabetes is thyroid dysfunction. Yes. So what do our listeners need to know about their thyroid? Because this is probably one of the most important glands. Is it a gland?
It is a gland.
Okay. Most important gland in your body, probably.
Yes. So I'm always excited to discuss thyroid conditions because they are so common and they are so manageable with conservative care and they are so mismanaged by our conventional healthcare system. So you'll notice as we go through the rest of the show today that I'm making a conscious effort to go out of my way to use the word condition instead of disease when I talk about the thyroid. You know, diseases sound so hopeless, right? Disease sort of implies they're irreversible, that they're permanent, and it almost implies that your only option is medical care like drugs or surgery, right? But and it makes sense since after all conventional medicine is in the business of disease management, but a condition sounds a lot more hopeful, right? So conditions can oftentimes be reversed or at least managed conservatively, and a condition implies that your poor health status is temporary. So I try to remind myself, and in doing so, remind my patients that the symptoms that they may have are a result of a condition in the body, and the thyroid is no exception.
Right.
So anyway, the thyroid is a butterfly-shaped gland at the very lower part of the neck in between the collarbones, and it shouldn't be palpable, or you shouldn't be able to feel it under normal circumstances. But if it were to become boggy or nodular and you can palpate that, then that would be an indication to see your doctor. That's first. Now, why knowing what's going on with your thyroid is important is because the American Thyroid Association says that 1 in 8 women will develop a thyroid disorder in her lifetime. 1 in 8. That's huge. The numbers are slightly less in men. Up to 60% of thyroid dysfunction, patients with thyroid dysfunction are unaware that they even have the condition because the symptoms can be mild.
Okay.
And between 70 to 90% of patients in the U.S. with hypothyroidism have a version, a flavor, if you will, of hypothyroidism known as Hashimoto's thyroiditis. This is the autoimmune flavor of hypothyroidism. And some common signs and symptoms of hypothyroidism include weight gain, fatigue, depression, brain fog, constipation, increased blood lipids like high cholesterol, a lot of people suffering from that, intolerance to cold, dementia, even infertility. We've worked with patients with fertility issues, problems getting pregnant or problems maintaining, holding on to that pregnancy and suffering from miscarriages, and we have traced several of them back to a poor functioning thyroid or dysfunction in thyroid hormone communication. Loss of the lateral third of the eyebrow. Now, when you go to the grocery store, you're going to be looking at people's eyebrows and noticing that many people have a loss of the lateral third of the eyebrow. That's a common sign of hypothyroidism. Hair loss in general, dry skin, mild swelling at the base of the neck, otherwise known as a goiter, and low body temperature can all be signs and symptoms of hypothyroidism. And we have had a few patients with virtually this entire laundry list of signs and symptoms, but more often than not, you can have one or two or three, just a couple.
Sure.
You know, and we measure, we run our comprehensive thyroid test, we measure what's going on, and they've got dysfunction that can be improved holistically and conservatively using a lifestyle approach first. And then there's always, we can always, we always have the option to resort to referring to one of our functional medicine colleagues with prescriptive authority for that medication management. But the vast majority of these patients don't need to jump straight to medications.
Sure.
A lot of these cases can be managed very conservatively. You can support your thyroid in a variety of different ways that we'll talk about when we get back from
break. And it just gets down to that proper diagnosis.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. The proper diagnosis. You gotta hit the diagnosis first, because otherwise you're just taking shots in the dark, flying blind.
Real quick before a break, let me mention, if it's the first time you've heard Dr. Riggs on the show, a few of his credentials. He is a licensed chiropractic physician. He is board certified in the diagnosis and internal disorders, board certified acupuncture practitioner. He's board eligible nutritionist, nationally registered certified medical examiner, and he's currently undergoing training through the prestigious Institute for Functional Medicine. So, again, does a great job. We highly endorse him. Give him a call, 720-722-0386, 5280functionalmed.com. And as he went through that laundry list, as we called it, of different symptoms, hey, if you're feeling one or feeling several of those, this may be the chance for you to get to feeling better. So all you got to do is give him a call, 720-722-0386. This is Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
If you're 62 years of age or older and own a home, ask yourself, do I want to stay in my home? Have you built up enough equity? Can my family and I benefit from additional cash? Steve Hurley has been a resident of Colorado for over 32 years and is a senior helping seniors. These are questions he can help answer to see if a reverse mortgage is right for you. Call Steve Hurley at 303-885-0254 from Affordable Interest Mortgage today to schedule your free consultation. It may be the most important call you'll ever make.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Wadley. Dr. Mark Riggs is with us, certified practitioner in chiropractic, and he is with 5280 Functional Med. We're talking about the thyroid and heart disease. And so let's get into this again, Dr. Riggs. What does a thyroid really have to do with cardiovascular health?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's what the show is all about. This segment, everything revolves around cardiovascular health, and blood sugar issues fall into that category, but also thyroid conditions. I almost caught myself there. also have to do with cardiovascular health. So the thyroid's an incredibly important gland because every cell in our bodies have thyroid receptors on them for thyroid hormone to bind to. And it is this binding of thyroid hormone to those receptors that stimulate the metabolism of every cell in the body. So dysfunction with either the thyroid gland itself or anywhere in the cascade of signaling from the hypothalamus in the brain to the thyroid receptors on the surface of the cell can affect every tissue, every organ, and every organ system in the body, including the cardiovascular system. And on a previous show, I mentioned that thyroid hormone is necessary for proper processing of cholesterol by the liver. And without thyroid hormone keeping the liver functioning on all cylinders, the liver becomes sort of a bottleneck, and the lipids that filter through the liver back up into the bloodstream, making your cholesterol levels appear high. This is why sometimes when we have patients come into our office with a chief complaint of high cholesterol, my doctor says my cholesterol is too high, we oftentimes do check the thyroid as a part of our comprehensive workup. Now, Before statins came on the market in 1987, doctors actually used low doses of thyroid hormone to treat high cholesterol levels, even when patients had relatively normal thyroid hormone levels to begin with. So it goes to show you how what kind of an impact the thyroid has on the cardiovascular system. And if you listen to my previous shows, or you visit 5280functionalmed.com and listen to episode 2 and 3, you'll know that cholesterol is not the culprit when it comes to cardiovascular disease. I just brought that up as a point to prove that thyroid impacts liver function and heart health. And as I mentioned earlier, hypothyroidism contributes to weight gain. And since obesity is the number one risk factor for developing type 2 diabetes, which also contributes to cardiovascular disease, it's just all interconnected.
Sure.
Hypothyroidism also interferes with sex hormones like estrogen and testosterone in both men and women, which these hormones are very cardioprotective, heart healthy, at optimal levels. And around the time that women enter menopause, especially, and as men age, so dysfunction in thyroid hormone levels can predispose to a greater incidence of cardiovascular events later in life. So it really is all interconnected, and the thyroid definitely has an impact on our heart disease risk.
Right. Now, besides the symptoms that we kind of went through, how would someone know if he or she has a thyroid problem?
Well, just probably based off of, you know, how you've heard me talk on previous shows, you probably know what I'm going to say, Scott. And
yes,
that
sir.
Is that we have a test for that, right? And it's a very comprehensive thyroid blood test that we run in our practice. Now, one of the most common things that we hear from our patients is that their doctor already tested their thyroid and either the numbers were quote-unquote in range with a TSH of 0.5 to 4.5, or that they are fine because they're fine in that range, or that their numbers are out of range, meaning that the TSH is above 4.5, so the doctor prescribed Synthroid. Now, unfortunately, there are a few things seriously wrong with conventional thyroid diagnosis and management. Number one, the normal ranges are far too broad. So I mentioned before, the conventional normal is 0.5 to 4.5. Researchers have actually gone back and studied the original group of people that were studied to come up with that conventional normal range for TSH. And that group of test subjects actually contained a significant number of people with hypothyroidism.
Gotcha.
So this skewed the quote-unquote normal level much higher than it should be, and that's why functional medicine practitioners know that the optimal range for TSH is actually 0.5 to 2. So, and that, again, as opposed to 0.5 to 4.5. So you've got that whole range from 2 to 4.5 where your doctor's telling you you're normal, you're not normal.
Sure.
So the very first step in conventional hypothyroidism diagnosis is inherently flawed. Number two, just running TSH, which is what most conventional doctors run, isn't even close to a complete diagnostic picture of thyroid hormone function. In fact, TSH isn't even a thyroid hormone. It's a pituitary hormone.
Okay.
So let's think about that for a second.
Right.
We're trying to measure thyroid function, and TSH does that to a decent job indirectly, but at no point are most doctors running any of the direct thyroid hormones. That's number two. Number three, TSH is the last biomarker to go out of range in most patients with Hashimoto's. So waiting for the TSH to be abnormal means that a significant amount of autoimmune damage has already been done to the thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
And number four, most patients that we see whose doctors stopped evaluating their thyroid because they have that quote-unquote normal TSH level actually also have serious thyroid dysfunction elsewhere in our testing that is resulting in his or her symptoms. So a comprehensive diagnosis requires our comprehensive thyroid hormone blood test. And we actually have almost never had a patient come to us who've already had their entire thyroid hormone cascade checked by their doctor. In fact, most conventionally trained practitioners only test TSH and maybe T4, and then prescribe a drug like Synthroid, which is synthetic T4.
Sure.
So most doctors are only looking at one piece of a much larger puzzle and a more complicated puzzle, and then going right to prescribing a drug when there are numerous lifestyle factors that affect the thyroid. So for example, you can go to 5280functionalmed.com, and under our patient handout tab, you can check out our handout called Dietary Nutrients for Thyroid Health. And these are all nutrients that are required by the thyroid that can be affected by different patterns of dysfunction in the body that can lead to an underperforming thyroid or a problem converting T4 to T3 and so on and so forth. So it's a great checklist to go through to make sure that you're consuming the foods, emphasizing the foods that will support your thyroid.
And that's way better, like you said, than getting on a drug that you got to take the rest of your life, right?
Yeah, because
and like
maybe,
I say, drugs have their place, but man, why not try this holistic approach?
Why not address the underlying causes?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that the thyroid medications are never indicated, because like I said earlier, we do refer out for that in special cases. But just to not address any of the lifestyle factors and go right to the drug is very problematic.
Right.
And there's lots of people out there that can be on medications that don't necessarily have to be had they just addressed the underlying causes first.
Mm-hmm. And the sooner they get in, the better, as always.
Absolutely.
Once again, the number is 720-722-0386. And as he said, check out that website, 5280functionalmed.com. A lot of great information and all of our past shows as well. So you can learn more about Dr. Riggs. Now, you mentioned earlier that Hashimoto's is by far the most common type of hypothyroidism that people in the U.S. are suffering from. So what's currently being done about this, and what does functional medicine have to offer these patients?
Well, that is a great question, and I'm glad we saved the best for last. This is really important, and hopefully anybody out there is really paying close attention to this point here. Hashimoto's thyroiditis, or the autoimmune flavor of hypothyroidism, which represents, like I said, 70 to 90% of cases of hypothyroidism in the U.S. It is an autoimmune disease, and it is most often diagnosed by measuring thyroid autoantibody levels. So, by the way, autoimmune disease is basically the immune system that is run amok. It's sort of off the rails, and it is attacking our own tissue. In this case, it's attacking our thyroid tissue. So, as I mentioned, it's most oftentimes diagnosed by measuring thyroid autoantibodies, and guess which markers are not considered quote-unquote standard of care testing for thyroid function? The autoantibody levels. So it just, you would think that if a condition that represents 70 to 90% of hypothyroidism cases in the United States, that your doctor would want to know if you have it so that he or she can manage you appropriately and accordingly. Unfortunately, this just isn't the case. And I've even asked several of my medical doctor friends who are into functional medicine, I've asked them this question. Why, if Hashimoto's represents 70 to 90% of hypothyroid cases in the U.S., why are you guys not running the autoantibody levels as a part of a routine thyroid blood test? Why is that not part of conventional medical training? Why is it just limited to TSH? The two responses I've heard are, number one, autoantibody levels aren't standard of care, so insurance doesn't cover them, so we won't run them. And number two, we don't have a drug to lower autoantibody levels, so we're not going to test.
So why bring it up?
So we're not going to test for something that we can't treat with a drug. Neither scenario makes a bit of sense, but hey, that's the conventional chronic disease standard of care for you, and it just boggles my mind. But that is how, again, if it's 70 to 90% of people with the condition, that's how many people are being missed, because thyroid autoantibody levels are almost never run.
Mm-hmm.
We include them in our comprehensive blood test, thyroid blood test.
Right.
One last big point that I wanted to bring up is that the conventional standard for treating most autoimmune disease is to prescribe very dangerous systemic oral corticosteroids or drugs called DMARDs, which stands for disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs. These drugs globally suppress the immune system, which is the desired outcome for a patient with autoimmune disease, again, because it's characterized by an immune system in overdrive. But the serious downside of these drugs is that they predispose to people to acute infections and cancers. And you know this is true because you listen to the commercials for Humira and sure. Enbrel and all this stuff that Phil Mickelson advertises for. And the laundry list of symptoms that they rattle off at the end of that commercial is atrocious, the adverse effects. So this is what I'm talking about. Acute infections, cancers are always on the list because they suppress our immune system. And when our force field is down, when our immune system is down, it opens us up to predaceous diseases like infections. And cancer is an immune system problem. Cancer is not just this thing that just strikes without warning. Cancer is a problem of the immune system. We have an immune system to dispatch and deal with malignant cells. And when our immune system is not functioning optimally, that's when we suffer from cancer. So here's the catch. The conventional medicine takes a different approach with Hashimoto's autoimmune disease specifically, because Hashimoto's is not deadly or disfiguring. Conventional medicine decides not to prescribe the dangerous systemic oral corticosteroids or DMARDs, but will simply prescribe synthetic thyroid hormone as sort of a quote-unquote hope for the best approach, right?
Sure.
And because after all, they don't have a drug to lower thyroid autoantibody levels, so this is really the only option that they have. Mm-hmm. But in functional medicine, we are aware that there are numerous non-pharmaceutical ways of lowering autoantibody levels, which are recognized in the scientific literature and are emphasized when I go to these Institute for Functional Medicine seminars. But they all involve lifestyle medicine, which conventional medicine does not practice. So if there is anyone listening who suspects that you might be suffering from thyroid hormone dysfunction based on anything that I mentioned previously in today's show, please give us a call, 720-722-0386. Receive a full evaluation, and including our comprehensive thyroid blood test, and let's get things back on track.
Sure. And, you know, because here's what I always tell people. One of two things are going to happen. You're either going to get a great bill of health, we'll call it, and you'll know you're on a good path, and, you know, you feel good, and you can walk out with confidence, or you may catch a condition
early.
That you had no idea about, that can really be of help. And man, what a great investment in your health and your life.
And these patients that we see, these are patients that have been feeling crummy.
Sure.
Fatigued, problems with weight gain, brain fog, you name it. Any of those symptoms that I rattled off earlier, these are patients that have been suffering this not just for 2 or 3 weeks, but years.
Right.
These people have been, you know, the walking wounded for years, and it really just takes a comprehensive diagnosis that's beyond what most conventional doctors have to offer. Again, if a conventional doctor doesn't have this type of training to run all these extra biomarkers, they aren't gonna run it typically if you go in and request it after hearing this show.
Right.
If they don't have the training to interpret those markers, they are not going to be comfortable running those markers.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to seek out someone like my wife or I who practices functional medicine and can really comprehensively and holistically diagnose and manage your chronic condition.
Right. Make the call. 720-722-0386, 720-722-0386. And again, check out their website, 5280functionalmed.com. And when you call, make sure you mention you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio. So Dr. Riggs, thank you very much. And thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Hope you have a cool, great weekend. And leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.